Hi church, welcome to Heart for the House Sunday 2017. We are so excited about this day. We love it. We've had a great few months. God's really been moving, and we believe as we give of ourselves and our finance today that God is going to take hold of that and multiply its effectiveness.
Oh, we really are. We loved last year. So excited about what happened in 2016, 2017. And God has got way more for 2017 going into 2018. So we are here to tell you all about it and can't wait to get going.
So we're creating a home to empower a new generation. And we're so excited about doing both sides of that, aren't we, Michelle?
Oh, we are. You know, home is what church, you know, is all about. God wants us to be a family. And so we do big community, we do small community, we do the services, we do the big events like campfires on the lawn and all that goes with that. And then, you know what, we invite people into our homes, and it's been so exciting this year to see people coming in and becoming part of the family. But also not only that, coming in, but they're making a home for other people who are now coming in. So it's been incredible to see that at work in this year.
It is, and we want to empower every single individual. It begins by introducing them to God through what Jesus Christ has done, and then helping them kind of realize all their gifts and skills and all the talents, the potential that each person has, empowering them and releasing that into every area of their life. And that church is what Heart for the House this year is all about. I got my heart set on what happens next. I got my eyes wide, it's not over yet. Before we get on to what we're hoping to invest in this year's Heart for the House, we wanted to say a thank you, a massive thank you to everybody, from everybody, of how generously you gave last year. One of the dreams we've had for the last few years is to build a cafe which will enable us to go forward, both from a community point of view and helping people find Jesus. And as you know, we've started it, and that will be complete in the next few months.
And we're also super excited about the locations. We invested last year, as you know, in Lancaster and the Northeast particularly. The guys in the Northeast have this summer had a great family day with inflatables and stuff, and they've got people starting to come on Sundays, which is awesome. And then Lancaster has been off to a fabulous start with a team there, really excited, and people coming, and that is growing. And I know Chrissy and Andy are super excited and hoping to have it up to sort of 50 by Christmas. So that is our locations. And we've also invested in our youth work and kids work. And that was absolutely brilliant to see the bouncer castle out there this summer, and people in the neighbourhood noticing that there's stuff going on in church. It is an exciting, vibrant place to be. The youth work have also been doing their rooms, and so the rooms in the back of church are now usable for our young people. So the money invested last year has been absolutely used just to a great potential.
And we've also invested in our first album at Venue 53 in Preston. What an incredible day we had then. What a brilliant night we had there recording that. That should be out hopefully by Christmas time, so you can put it in buying people's stockings for Christmas, and that's been great. This is home. Now I'm finally where I belong. Where I belong. Yeah, this is home. I've been searching for a place of mine. So church, that was last year. What are we dreaming of doing this year? Well, we want to begin and say we want to finish the cafe off. We've raised enough money to build it, but what we'd love to do now is kit it out really, really well. And some of the money from this Heart for the House is going to go to finish the cafe off. And I am looking forward, as we continue to grow, that we'll have multiple services on a Sunday. We can welcome literally hundreds of people into church every Sunday at Preston, where they can discover Jesus Christ for the first time and be empowered and become the amazing people that God has made them to be.
We'd also love for it to be the real hub of our community, a place where people can come and just relax and be and just experience something of Valley Church within our cafe environment. You know, Bamber Bridge is just a place that it doesn't have that kind of home center to it, and we would love as a church to be that and be a real gift to our community.
And for those of you who don't know, we have multiple users of our building in Preston during the week. All sorts of different communities, slimming clubs, and National Health come in, and lots of training organisations. And they're really excited about being able to use our brand new cafe. It's going to be a great addition to our whole site. Awesome in this place. Jesus, you were awesome in this place. The The second thing we'd love to do in the coming year is have a little go at our stage in our Preston venue. Over 6 years ago, a team of guys and girls got together and we kind of knocked together a stage. Literally, we took the plywood off the windows, we bought some breeze blocks, we got some screws, and we kind of put together a stage and then got some old carpet we found in the back of the building and put it on top. And it's wearing out and it's creaking and it just needs fixing up, and we're gonna hoping and praying to be able to redo that and also move the sound desk as well, so we can have a great venue for Preston and for all the locations.
Yeah, we want to invest in our streaming because we want to benefit not only the Preston site but also the other locations, because now they are streaming in from time to time when we have guest speakers or when we have real key events, and we would just love to make that super great quality so that, you know, we can all enjoy the environment, the incredible environment that we've been blessed with. I'm gonna take it to the streets. I'm gonna sing it till as we've already said, we invested last year in Lancaster and the North East, but this year we want to invest in our other location at Blackpool.
This last 6 months has really begun to grow and flourish, and that's been so exciting to see. But it's made us realise that their venue at the moment is too small, which is amazing and great. And what they're actively looking for right now is a brand new, bigger venue that will seat well over 100 people. Perhaps 200 people. And they will need some investment to get that venue so that we can produce a great valet service there. And so some of the money this year is gonna go to the Blackpool guys once they find the venue to invest in some staging or lighting or tech sound stuff, whatever they need to make that venue amazing.
So why are we looking for a new venue? Because we want to create a home, not just in Preston and the other locations, but we want Blackpool to keep being a home. And we know that the more people you have in a place, then you know what, the more investment you need into that home so that you can keep creating a home, which is empowering a new generation. He's got my home.
Church, we believe that God has called every church to reach its Jerusalem, its kind of locality where people live and work, where you live and work, that's your Jerusalem. It's Judea, the wider area, the Samaria, which is a bit further out still, perhaps the whole of the British Isles in our case, and also the rest of the world. And what we've talked about so far is really our Jerusalem, Judea, and our Samaria. And we'd also, in this heart of the house, love to invest some of it in some of our the rest of the world projects.
Yeah, we've had a great year with lots of our Brazilian friends coming over. We have a good relationship with a church called Imel Church in Sorocaba. And so we've been investing in their leadership of their church. So it's been great to have them in our home as well as in our church. We've had Vision Rescue Day, which was a fantastic day. We saw many people from the community come in to invest in what BGU is doing in India and Vision Rescue. We've had Compassion, the guys over our conference weekend. And then we've also, for the first time in October, got our A21 Water for Freedom coming up as well. So we've got four different organisations worldwide going on that we're investing in. And we're just excited to be a part of what God is doing, not just locally, but worldwide as well.
So this year, church, we would like to continue to invest with our Brazilian friends. We love our relationship with them, with Daniel and with Lily and their whole family and their whole church, and perhaps some other South American connections that our bishop is talking to us about. Church, we have made a huge difference in Brazil, and we've actually helped their church launch a number of services in brand new countries as well. And the money that we're investing in is really truly making a huge difference. And I want to say, well done.
We also have my first trip to India. We've been going as a church for a number of years, but I'm really excited this year to be heading out to India with a team of incredible people just to have a look at what God is doing over there and to invest in the leaders and in the church over there as they seek to make a difference on the slums in Mumbai, and just to see, you know, the heart of Jesus in the middle of places where there is absolute poverty, and to see the heart of God transforming lives. Now I'm finally where I belong, where I belong.
So Church, half of the house, 17. Even before we give, I want to say thank you on behalf of us, on behalf of our leaders, on behalf of the whole church. Thank you for the giving that you're about to give in, sacrificially, generously, to help people find Jesus, to help create a home, to help people be all that God has made them and created them to be. Thank you so very, very much.
Yeah, we believe that as we give, that God is going to bless us and bless you and just pour his incredible favour onto our lives as we just honour him with our finances and with our time and with all that we are.
So we're going to hand back now to the location leaders in the Northeast, in Lancaster, Blackpool and at Preston. We're praying and believing that this day is going to be an amazing, historic day for each and every location and for the whole of Valley Church. God bless. Enjoy the rest of the service.